All right. Okay, Jerianne. Time to share. What have you learned? What have you found out? You were reading, what was it now? The love mistakes? What was
Five
it?
Love mistakes that are keeping you single.
Give us a couple. Give us the highlights here.
Well, like the first one is, if you think love will never find you, it won't.
No, kind of a subconscious type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm reading a book right now called The Power of the Subconscious Mind.
Oh, yeah?
It's about stuff like that a lot.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Keep going.
Two is kick the bad boy habit.
Oh, going after bad boys?
Yeah.
Guys with tats and Harleys?
Yeah.
Specifically? Okay.
Uh-huh. Three is, love is not a synonym for leash.
What? Oh, so don't be too clingy, basically?
Yeah, and don't, you know, say, oh, you can't go out with your guy friends.
Well, how are these keeping you single? Don't you need to be in a relationship to have these things happen?
Well, I think it's from keeping you being in a long-term, serious
relationship. Oh, these are what are... Okay. It's not saying keeping you dateless. It's just saying...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Number four is, don't commit emotional infidelity.
Okay. Go on. What's that say?
Which is basically, if you, like, go to work and you tell your male coworker or, like, some of your friends, like, your best stories and jokes and stuff, then when you get home, you don't have anything to tell your honey.
Wait, your best stories and jokes?
Yeah, like,
how's that emotional? How's that emotional infidelity?
Because
I would think it'd be like, I'm having problems with my mom right now, or, you know, something.
They're saying it eventually works up to you telling them intimate secrets, like, as they use, like, your significant other wears a toupee or something.
What?
Yeah.
Is that your example? Or?
No, that's theirs.
Okay. So basically don't have any friends or don't have any kind of relationship with anybody outside of your...
Yeah.
Outside of your current partner. Isn't that a bit much? Don't you think?
You...
Does it include, like, either sex? Like... Male or female?
Well, this is directed at women, so it doesn't really say.
It doesn't say whether it's your girlfriends or...
Yeah, not my girlfriends.
Oh, really? So this could go either way, then.
Yeah.
That seems a little unfair, doesn't it? You're not allowed to confide in other people outside of...
I guess not.
Huh.
I think that's pretty crappy, because... I mean, you need someone else to... talk to if you're...
Yeah, who are you going to talk to your... who are you going to talk to your boyfriend about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about that one. I've heard of that before, you know, the... Oh, being, you know, emotional with somebody else is just as bad as being physically cheating.
Yeah.
You've heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Is that true? You think?
It depends on what kind of emotions are going on. If it's just talking to him about stuff, no.
Well, give me some examples of some emotions that wouldn't be good to share with somebody.
Well, like, really intimate stuff about the other person. And then, like saying, well, he does this, but if he only did this, and, you know, that might be. It kind of depends. But, I mean, or, like, saying, you know, like, having crushes and... like, serious crushes and everything on other people while you're...
Now, you've said, like, I don't know about this. You said you have a lot of guy friends, right?
Uh-huh.
So then when you get in a relationship, doesn't the guy you're dating at the time have a right to be jealous about you talking to, like, your best guy friend or something?
Well, I guess he has the right, but there's no reason to.
What do you think? What do you think about the emotional cheating, is what I'll call it, emotional infidelity? 539-9750 or 238-0975. I don't know. I really don't buy that article's portrayal of it.
Yeah.
Don't go share stories with people at work, because then you won't have any good ones for your loved one. You won't have any good jokes or stories for them.
Just retell them.
That's pretty lame, but I could see where there might be some other things where, you know.
Yeah.
And is it just as bad as physical cheating? Spending time with somebody? Chatting them up?
I don't know.
Getting into their ear, but not nibbling on it?